recently, while out walking my dog on a cold night, I found myself thinking repeatedly about this month's theme of resistance. Goldie, the pit bull mix you see before you, can be sweet as an angel inside the house. She's very bonded to us, a mellow energy, great mellow energy to have around. As soon as anybody gets near her, she just splays on her back with that doggy, pet me, love me. But as soon as you take her outside, her wild, resistant, doggy nature takes over. I have never met a being with so much will as that dog. So when we're outside, I can't help but be reminded of the movie Up. Do you remember that movie? And there was a dog in it, and you heard the dog's mind go, squeak, right? That's my dog. So it turns out that the title of my reflections today need to be Everything I Know About Resistance I Learned from My Pit Bull. Now, if you have a dog, or if you've raised children for that matter, you might find yourself substituting the word pit bull or the word Goldie for some other name that comes to mind. Any relationship could really work here, so just go with it. So I want to just give us a little overview of the month ahead, using my dog as our mascot, let's say. Resistance is a point of contention. It's a point of friction, a conflict of wills or ideas or directions. We often think of resistance as something related to outside of ourselves, a pit bull, for example, or resistance to systemic oppression. And we'll be talking about that later this month. Sometimes we can talk about our inner resistances to change, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more in depth this month later, too. But today we're looking at resistance in a slightly different context. It's a resistance within, yes, but it's more about the points of contention, the inner frictions that can arise between inconsistent orientations towards life that can exist within our one body, mind, spirit. So really what I'm thinking is each of us has a pit bull inside of us, perhaps a whole kennel of them. Those stubborn parts, not necessarily stubborn in a detrimental way, they could be stubborn in a principled way. Those very directed parts of us, the parts that get locked on to something and have a hard time turning away from them. The inconsistent tuggings between our head and our heart that can happen, or inconsistencies between the many ways we have of knowing, or former parts of ourselves that aren't quite integrated with our current lives. In the reflections that follow, we'll be looking specifically at theological inconsistencies that develop throughout our lives, but feel free to kind of just take let it sink into your body about those places in your own life where inconsistencies are there and there's resistance or friction or those places of discomfort. Because these parts of ourselves that create those little tensions are our greatest places for learning. Whether they're happening within our own beings or outside of ourselves with another person or another dog, for instance. So with all that in mind, I'd like to offer these initial thoughts on resistance that I came up with while walking my dog. First of all, pulling, or even pushing for that matter, while physically satisfying, rarely gets you where you need to go as quickly as you'd like. Sometimes, learning to stay and stand still in the tension of resistance is all that one can do. And surprisingly, with enough patience, that taut leash ultimately yields. Number three, befriending the pit bull at all hours of the day makes for better walks on a chilly morning. Befriend those inner inconsistencies. Number four, sometimes Moving towards the resistance provides an opportunity for a U-turn that gets you both going together at the same pace. Or similarly, if you let your pit bull bury the bone, you may get home more quickly. And the final of these, my initial set of ruminations on the theme of resistance, are use treats wisely, or you'll end up with a fat, resistant pit bull. Now, in order to finding this month's theme of resistance engaging and thought-provoking on many levels for me, I think it's a very, very rich theme, and I'm excited about the services we have coming up. I invite you all to pick up a Soul Matters packet. They should be out on the foyer, or you can get one off of the homepage of our website. Each month's packet includes readings, poetry, video, book offerings, as well as spiritual practices that you can explore on the theme. My spiritual practice for this month of resistance: walk the dog.